I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them,
here I am, here I am.
Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and happy new year. Happy 2026 entrance. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the morning that he has granted us on this January 5th, 2026. Anybody excited and thankful that they made it on this side of the calendar? Y'all, so before we even say a word, come on and bless the Lord this morning. Let us magnify the Lord. Let us lift up his holy name. Let us say thank you, Father, for yet another opportunity, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that we made it on this side of the calendar. Hallelujah. And Father, you woke us up this morning with a mind to want to run on and see what the end is going to be. Lord, we magnify you this morning. God, we lift up your holy name. Ooh, we exalt you this morning, for you are the great I am, the mighty God, the miracle working God. You are Jehovah. God, we bless your name. Glory to your name on this morning, Father. You are the bright and morning star. You are the lily of the valley. Hallelujah. You are the air that I breathe. You are my foundation. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. You are the center of my joy. You are the beat of my heart, the skip in my step. You're all I have, all I want, and all I need. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Lord my provider. Ooh, Jehovah Rapha, you are the Lord my healer. You are my protector. You are my hiding place, my safe place, my refuge. Ooh, a very present help in time of need. You are my Father, my all in all. You are my cornerstone. Ooh, you are the lover of my soul. You are my redeemer. You are my way maker. You are Jehovah. God, thank you for being Jehovah Nisi. Thank you that I have victory in you. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. You are the peace. You are my strength and my joy. Had it not been for you on my side, you are an amazing God, a wonderful God, a mighty God, a good God, a glorious God, a great God, a strong God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. You are my closest friend. Hallelujah. You are the center of my joy. And I praise you and magnify you. I adore you this morning, Father. I lift up your holy name, God, thanking you for yet another opportunity. Hallelujah. Great God that you are. Great God that you are. We adore you this morning. We lift you up and magnify you. Praise and bless your name. Thank you for being such a good God, great God, faithful God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we magnify you. We magnify you this morning, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you have done, God. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, thank you for keeping us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and bless his name. I choose to magnify the Lord on this morning. Great God that he is. Amen. Great God that he is. Well, welcome to 5 a.m. prayer in 2026. I thank God for each and every one of you that have said, okay, let us come and get this thing started the right way. Amen. Amen. Let us Ooh, I'm going to have to mute. I hear some background noise. If you kind of active this morning, go ahead and mute your line for me. Amen. But I was glad when they said unto us, come on, y'all get up and get on that 5 o'clock prayer call, 4 o'clock prayer call. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us on this early part of the year, early part of the month, early part of the week, and early part of the day. It's early. So I give God glory for the early. Amen. That he woke us up early with a mind on him. How many of you know our mind could have been a whole lot of other places, but our mind is on him. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we prepare to move forward in 2026, that we would have the mind of Christ, that our mind will be stayed on him no matter what come. I decree and declare right now that no matter what may come our way these next 360 days, amen, that our mind would be set and fixed and focused on him. I decree and declare it so, amen, in the name of Jesus. That is what I choose to stand on this morning, that this year will be a year that our mind is stayed on him, amen, that no matter what may come our way, that we are fixed. We are fixed, and it's a decision we make right now. Amen, 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 amen. I'm excited about Jesus. I love him this morning. Amen. And so, let's go. 2026, developing hope. Our theme this year is three words: reset, refocus, and reignite. Reset, refocus, and reignite. Those of you that are part of the Church of God in Christ, and let me tell you why this theme. As a month ago, as I was, you know, in my time in prayer and study, whatever, you know, all that good stuff. Amen. I realized that the theme of the Church of God in Christ, and I am part of Church of God in Christ, and I'm part of a local congregation. And as I looked at the theme of the Church of God in Christ, as I looked at that theme, answering the call, and then as I looked at the theme of our local congregation formation, what I do know is that God would not have us confused, because he is not the author of confusion. So my prayer, part of my prayer time with him was, Lord, what do I do with this? Because now we got developing hope in the midst of it. And so he made it very clear to me, three words: reset, refocus, and reignite. Because answering the call, Church of God in Christ, formation, greater community, we're answering the call through formation. Answering the call through formation. And that is done through reset, refocus, and reignite. Reset is simply this. Reset means we're releasing that which weighs us down and realigning our heart, our mind, and our faith with truth. Refocusing, gaining clarity, because that restores vision and renew our mindset to walk intentionally in our calling. And then we're reignited to step forward with renewed faith, and confidence and purpose to live out the life we were created to live. In other words, to live out our calling. So the reset is the releasing of that which weighs us down, right? And then the refocusing is we're gaining clarity, that vision is being restored, our mindset is being renewed so that we can walk intentionally in that. Why? So that we can be reignited to step forward, to walk into that purpose and that calling for which we were created. And so I take the song, I give myself away. I give myself away. My life is not my own, Father, but my life belongs to you. My life belongs to you. It's not my own. I give myself away. Why? So you can use me, so that I can move into the calling, the plan, and the purpose that you have for me. So even though I sat down here this morning, 2025 owes me nothing. Not a thing, no thing. 2025 owes me nothing. But I'm expecting, at 60 years old, I'm expecting expecting. I'm expecting 2026 to be even greater. I'm expecting to manifest the glory of God in every aspect of my life, spirit, soul, body, finances, family, you name it. I'm expecting the manifested glory and power of God to the power of God to manifest. So I'm expecting. So all the song says, take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, amen, all my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hand. But here's the deal, y'all. In order to get to that place of answering the call through formation, how many of you know that sometimes things have to shift? Sometimes God has to interrupt and disrupt some things. Amen. Sometimes some things, because we are human and we have our way of doing things. Even though I have all this stuff laid out, I have this planned, I understand that while I sought the Lord and I believe I heard the Lord, because I'm still in this human in humanity, that I can miss the Lord. So I'm still open and understand that God may choose to interrupt or disrupt that which I have written down, that which I have on the website. God at any moment can interrupt and disrupt, because he sees the end from the beginning. Amen. So I know that even though I have a plan, even though you might have had some New Year's things, the things you want to accomplish, that that's only what we saw. And so for January, even though our 2026 theme is reset, refocus, reignite, this in January we have to start understanding that even with that, we're subject to interruptions and disruptions. So this month's focus is, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Disrupt what can't go forward. In other words, Father, if it's not what you desire, if I've missed you, if I've misheard, or if there are things going on in my life that is contrary to what you have, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. So this morning, and let me just give you a quick rundown or an overview of what to expect on this week. Today, we're going to just kind of get touch divine interruption, where God gets our attention. Tuesday, divine disruption, God rearranging those things that can't go forward. Wednesday, formation, where God is shaping who we are becoming. Thursday, alignment, where God is positioning us for his purpose. And then on Friday, new beginnings, we walking forward in faith. All part of reset, refocus, and reignite as we, God, you are a great God, as we are answering the call through formation. So let's talk about divine disruption a little bit. Divine disruption. Let me go back. Let me take it to divine interruption. Divine interruption. So, Father, as you prepare to disrupt what can't go forward this month, I'm asking, oh God, that you would disrupt every mindset, every habit, every pattern, every attachment that no longer aligns with what you're forming us to become. And so, Lord, as we step into this new year, Father, we surrender our plans. I surrender the plans that I believe I have for Developing Hope. I surrender those plans to you, God. I surrender my preferences, oh God. I surrender my comfortable place, my comfort zone to you this morning. Father, disrupt anything in us that cannot sustain what you are about to release in this season, in this new year. Interrupt, Father, our routines. Interrupt my routine, God. Interrupt those routines that keep us stuck. And Father, tear apart, dismantle the systems, the things that we have going on that keeps us thinking small. Ah, Father, help us to understand that you are a big God, a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a powerful God, that we are not to stay small-minded. We are not to stay small in our thinking. But God, you calling us higher. Ah, you're calling us higher and to think deeper and bigger, God, because you are a great God. God, form us in this pause. This time of pause, form us, God. Align us, God, as we go through the process. And then, God, position us for the purpose that you have. God, I trust you. I believe we trust you enough to say, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Disrupt what can't go forward. Disrupt what can't go forward. Reset, reset, reset the sacred pause. This is where the distractions, where we lay down the distractions and our hearts become aligned with God. Reset begins the inner formation, begins the inner work. Reset, reset. Father, reset us this morning. This allows God to heal. This allowing him to heal, to cleanse, and prepare our hearts for what's to come. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. This is where it all begins. Reset is where it all begins. Reset is where it all begins. Refocus, refocus, refocus is where clarity replaces confusion. He is not the author of confusion. Amen. This begins to shape our spiritual formation, renewing our minds, strengthen our discernment. Anybody needs a little more sensitivity, a little bit more keenness to their discernment. Amen. It also anchors us in our faith. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then reignite. This is where we're walking out the call. Amen. Reigniting is awakening our passions, making us more courageous, and allowing us to step and walk in obedience, right? This is where we see the this is ongoing, a reflection of ongoing formation, because now we're moving, now we're walking, now we're saying, okay, Lord, I see this one step. I trust you enough to take the next step, even though I may not understand it. But this is becoming who God called us to be. Amen. Through our consistent growth and faithful steps, one step at a time. I was talking to a sister yesterday in my office, and I said, well, you know what? Yes, you take the one you may not see. If you believe you heard him, you take that step. You may not see, you may not have the fullness, but take the step of faith. Ah, 2 Timothy 1:6. Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. Will you allow it to manifest and grow and develop in this year as we answer the call through formation, through reset, through refocus, through reignition, through reigniting? But before any of that starts, before any of that can take place, there is a place of interruption where God gets our attention. In this space, amen, there's awareness, there's listening, there's surrendering of our plans. Be still and know that I am God. And then my favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So my prayer is, Father, interrupt our noise, interrupt our routines, interrupt and challenge our assumptions. Help us pause long enough, Father, to hear you clearly as we step into this new year. Help us to hear you clearly. Help us to pause long enough to hear you clearly as we step into this new year. As we step into this new year. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you and we honor you. Father, that you will interrupt everything that is not like you, that you will interrupt everything that is not like you. What is a divine interruption, Bridget? I'm glad you asked. Proverbs 16:19, in their hearts, humans, us, plan our course, but the Lord establishes our steps. A divine interruption occurs when God intentionally steps into our plans, into our routines, our expectations to redirect us toward his purpose. What does it do? Redirect us toward his purpose. These interruptions are not random delays or inconveniences. They are purposeful moments designed to capture our attention and realign our focus. Often, divine interruptions come when we are moving, listen to this, when we are moving in a direction that feels good, feels familiar, or even may seem productive. But check this out, not necessarily aligned with God's best. Amen. What we're after is God's best, not just good, not comfort, but we're after God's best for our lives. So in other words, we're not settling, we're not settling just because something is good. We are after God's best. Amen. So throughout scripture, God interrupted people at pivotal moments. Moses was interrupted by a burning bush while tending sheep. Saul was interrupted on the road to Damascus. Mary was interrupted by an angelic announcement that would change her life forever. In each case, God interrupted the ordinary to introduce the extraordinary. Divine interruptions often feel, listen y'all, uncomfortable because they challenge our control. Listen to this. They challenge our control. If you're like me, personality like me, you like to be in control. You like to know what's going on. But guess what? God will interrupt that so that you will be in the place where he desires you to be. It's been hard learning how to take my hands off and not feel like I have to be in control. Amen. But to trust the God that I serve. So yes, divine interruptions are uncomfortable because they challenge our control. They may disrupt our timelines, our relationships, our expectations. However, the goal of a divine interruption, check this out, is not to stop us. It's not to stop you, but it is to reposition us. It is to reposition us. God interrupts to awaken us. He interrupts to speak clearly. He interrupts to invite us into deeper obedience and trust. How we respond to a divine interruption matters. We cannot, well, look like this. We can resist it. We can rush past it, or we can remain open and obedient. Which do you desire? Amen. When we respond with surrender, like Samuel saying, listen to this. Y'all remember he said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So that's what we're saying. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I don't understand what's going on. It doesn't feel comfortable, but speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. In other words, you have my attention. Amen? So Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so we open ourselves to clarity, growth, and divine direction. A divine interruption is an invitation. A divine interruption is an invitation. It is God saying, Bridget, pause. It's God saying, Janet, pause. It's God saying, Patricia, pause. Carla, pause. Robin, pause. Carmen, pause. Dr. P, pause. Blackburn, Jackie, pause. Ricky, pause. Angela, pause. Bernita, pause. Janann, pause. Dr. Jackie, pause. Rita, pause. Andrea, pause. Glenda, pause. Christy, pause. Mary, pause. Barry, pause. Fleet, pause. Ciola, pause. Lakaya, pause. Michelle, pause. Pastor Brown, pause. Annette, pause. Diane, pause. Diane Carter, pause. Diane Wasu, pause. Daphne, pause. Alnita, pause. Tally, pause. Rolanda, pause. Angela, pause. Ruby, pause. Antoinette, pause. Shornette, pause. Mother Mosley, pause. Mother Minor, pause. Destiny, pause. Sharon Johnson, pause. Brandy, pause. All of our wireless callers, pause. Our anonymous callers, pause. 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 A divine interruption is an invitation. Pause. Look again. I have something greater in mind. And when we embrace divine interruption, interruption becomes the doorway to purpose. It becomes the doorway to purpose. So I ask the question, where might God be interrupting your plans right now? And am I willing to pause and listen when God redirects me? So Father, we come before you this early part of this year, this early part of this month, the early part of this day. Father, we come before you in awe of your goodness and your perfect timing as we reflect and we think. Your timing is always perfect. Father, we acknowledge that you see what we cannot, and you know the path we are on even when we do not. We, Father, we say thank you. Lord, we invite you to interrupt our lives. We invite you to interrupt our schedules, our comfort zones, and our routines. Interrupt, oh God, the things that have kept us distracted, have kept us misaligned, and kept us unaware of your greater plan for our lives. Father, we ask you to show us the areas where we are leaning on our own understanding instead of trusting you. Father, interrupt the process. Pride, the fear, the stubbornness, whatever it is, God, the things that keep us moving in the wrong direction. Stop us from running ahead of you and redirect our steps, oh God, according to your wisdom, your timing, and your purpose. Father, interrupt our hearts where we have grown complacent. Break the hold of bad habits and mindsets and patterns that no longer serve your kingdom or the destiny you have for us. Even when the interruption feels uncomfortable or unsettling, Father, let it be for our formation, to shape our character, to strengthen our faith and refine our spirit. Father, interrupt our plans and agendas so that your plans can rise in their place. Show us what needs to change, oh God, what needs to be surrendered and what needs to be released. Help us embrace your interruption as a divine invitation, oh God, an opportunity to listen, to learn, and to respond. Father, teach us to pause long enough to hear your voice. Teach us to wait patiently when we do not understand what is going on. Teach us to trust fully even when everything around us seems uncertain. Father, let every interruption point us to clarity, point us to alignment, and point us to purpose. Let it guide us into deeper, let it guide us into deeper intimacy with you. Strengthen our resolve and prepare us for the new season you are bringing. May we not resist, but receive your interruptions with open hearts, willing hands, and surrendered spirits. Father, we declare today, interrupt our distractions, interrupt our comfort, interrupt our plans, and interrupt anything that hinders us. Anything that hinders our destiny, anything that hinders us from moving in the direction that you desire for us to go. Form us, God, align us, position us for your glory. And when we emerge from these interruptions, let us step fully into the new thing you are doing, walking boldly in your will with faith, hope, and expectancy. Yes, with expectancy. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your loving interruptions that is not meant to stop us. We thank you for your loving interruptions. for your divine wisdom and for the new season you are releasing. And it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it as I be still, as I be still and know that He's God. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Carla. I'm asking for prayer for my family, the Davis family, and my godmother, Brenda Palmer. She's dealing with dementia, other health reasons. And the Davis family, we're dealing with a lot of medical and health issues throughout the entire family. So if you can please lift them up in your prayers.
Amen, amen, amen. The Davis family, did you miss another family name in there, Carla?
Brenda Palmer.
Brenda Palmer. Amen, amen. Got it, amen. Anyone else this morning?
Good morning, this is Glenda.
Good morning.
Asking for prayer for my sister who is dealing with tardic dyskinesia, which is facial problems, and it has gotten better, but she has mental health issues, and so I'm just asking for prayer for her. She is getting better, but she has not totally been delivered, and her to have a desire to want to be delivered.
Amen. 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 Anyone else this morning?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Well, Father, you know, you know. And so as Carla has asked us to cover, to pray for her family, the Davis family, and Brenda Palmer, and Glenda has asked for prayer for her sister and her facial problems, her health, mental health, Father, we pray for the mental health of every single person on this platform and for every person that's connected to us. I pray for my sister-in-law, Nadia Floyd. I pray for her mental health. I pray, oh God, for each and every person on here, that, Father God, we will have the mind of you. Father, everything that is in our minds is not like you. Father, we ask you to challenge us, oh God, in those areas where some of us know that we may be off a little bit in our thinking when it comes to things of you. But Father God, for those who are not aware, we pray, God, for divine interruption, divine intervention, divine disruption, oh God, that you begin to do something magnificent, mighty, God, that only you would get the glory from, Father. We know that you're all powerful. We know that there is nothing too hard for you. And we stand and we decree this year that, Father God, we would not doubt what the scripture says, that we would stand boldly and we will walk boldly, decreeing and declaring what your word says. We would not look back. We would not shrink. We would not retreat. So, Father, I thank you that on behalf of Carla and Glenda, that you will manifest yourself, that God, you will show your hand on behalf of their families, God, in the name of Jesus. You are concerned about the family, Father. And so, Father, we trust you even in these situations, that you would do a mighty work, that the testimony will come forth, oh God, that your hand has been shown, has been seen by their family, God. We give you praise and we give you the glory for it, because you're God. And God, all by yourself, it's in your mighty and your matchless name that we believe. We believe that your hand, that you're already working, Father. And we thank you for those sisters, God, that, Father God, that they will be a beacon of light, that their light will shine so that their family will want to know what's different. Father, they may not have to say, Father, help us in this season to understand that we may not have to say anything. But, God, if we come into alignment with you as we're formed into the image of who you have called us to be, Father, our light will shine when we walk into a room. Our voice will reflect on the phone, God, the Christ that we serve. God, help us to know, God, as we come into alignment with your plan and your purpose, that the power that resonates in that resides in us, oh God, can help change situations and landscape of lives. Father, I believe that, and I'll stand on it like never before this year. Oh, Jesus, to God be the glory. It's in your name, Father, that we say hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I pray that you all received the text last night. Check out the website. Sign up for the fitness class we're doing on the 24th. It's filling up, so if you're interested, you need to kind of check it out today. That's on January 24th at 1:30 at Orange Theory. It's going to be a great, fun time. It's going to be a challenging time, but amen. Anybody up for challenges, go ahead and sign up. With that being said, this is the day the Lord has made. I thank God for each and every one of you. Those that have joined us late, amen, I say to you, pause. Amen. Pause. 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 And trust God in this season. Amen. Trust God in this season. Whatever you do, make sure God gets the glory today. Share his love with someone, y'all. They're waiting. Someone's waiting on you today to step into your place of obedience as you hear Christ, as you hear God whisper in your ear. Obey. Amen.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away.
We do ask that we continue to pray for Elder Willie Davis. Amen. We do pray for Elder Willie Davis. Amen.
I give myself away. So you. Can you I give myself away?
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
I give myself away. Yes. You